Barack Obama started out his day in Florida. Then he was off to Virginia, and he has a late evening event in the college town of Columbia, Missouri. Senator Obama is not only trying to energize his supporters before Election Day, but encourage them to cast their ballots early. NPR's Don Gagne followed this report from Sarasota, Florida.
It's like that line from the movie Spinal Tap. The Obama campaign has turned it up to 11 this week.
How's everybody doing, Florida?
But if Obama's crowds in recent weeks have been over the top, 100,000 in St. Louis, that many more in Denver, 75,000 in Kansas City, 45,000 in Albuquerque, the campaign is hoping to match that with equally over-the-top excitement from his supporters. Here's the senator in Sarasota this morning on Florida's Gulf Coast.
And if you will stand with me, if you'll work with me, if you'll vote early, if you will talk to your friends and neighbors and coworkers, if we don't let up, then I promise you we will win Florida and we will win this general election.
Wander into the crowd at any Obama event and you hear lots of confidence. 63-year-old Joan Joseph is a longtime Democratic activist who sat just off the main floor of a hockey arena in Sunrise, Florida, where Obama spoke last night.
It's absolutely breathtaking. This entire campaign has been something like we've never experienced before in our entire life. It's been one thrill after another.
But she's also quick to talk about her anxiety. After all, there are still five more days. Anxiety, too, that this is Florida, home of the 2000 vote, the recount.
We've lived through the last two presidential elections here in Florida, and the victory parties that we started out going to didn't quite turn out the way we hoped. We're hoping this time it does.
Seated two sections over was 57-year-old Joan Benn, who was born in Guyana, but who has been a U.S. citizen for 30 years. As an African-American, she says she always hoped she'd see what she's seeing now. She just didn't think it was possible so soon. She thinks an Obama presidency would restore America's global reputation.
The world would look at us in a different way, in a different level. I think it's good for our children and my grandchildren to see a black president.
And then there's Lela Rolf.
I am an Obama girl, 100%.
She's also a retired nurse and an independent voter.
I know how Republican Florida is, but I felt that if he could get his message out and if people listened to him, that he could turn any state, including Florida.
Rolf thinks people are listening in Florida, and she's hopeful that Obama could take this state. But even if Florida goes Republican again, she thinks the enthusiasm of Obama supporters will give him victory nationally, leaving her to predict that she has just seen a speech by the next president-elect. Don Gagne, NPR News, Sarasota.